League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
If you have your daughter's ears pierced and she's 6 months old and people still call her a little boy, that's all I need to know about you.
Pay attention, people. Pay attention, people.
I thought for sure once she got her ears pierced that would stop. It hasn't.
Maybe people can't see it. Maybe these older people or their eyes deteriorating. I can't drive at night very well anymore.
You know? Right.
Everything looks like a big white flash.
I don't think that has anything to do with my baby's ears.
That's all right. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It also makes me feel bad and sad inside. But she's going to grow hair one day and it's going to be long and luscious.
Hey, I saw the 6 months photo. She's cute.
She's beautiful.
Right.
Yep.
All I need to know about you, if you refuse to finish pressure washing the house until it's above 70 degrees, that's all I need to know about you. I'm not going up that ladder till it's nice and warm.
Well, good luck. It's going to be July 30th.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's the way the weather looks at this point. So right now, like, the whole bottom half of the house is shiny, bright white. The top doesn't look too good.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
It'll warm up in August. No big deal.
Now the Christmas lights are still on the top gutter anyway. So.
Well, right. So what's the difference?
2 years running.
Yep.
If you know you're getting a prank call and you know it's nobody you know, but you let your phone ring loudly, that's all I need to know about you.
Or you could be like Raven and just answer it every single time in the middle of meetings.
All the time.
Always got to answer it.
All the time.
I'm getting a call.
No one's calling you, Raven. Yep. This is important.
Listen, it's my last day to enroll for health care, or the warranty on my car is about to expire.
IRS needs to speak to you immediately.
Immediately.
You just want to
lose everything. I'm going to be arrested.
I've heard every single one, and Raven entertains these people forever.
I enjoy it. It is fun to sit in the room when I do take these calls, though, right?
No.
I do attack
the gusto. No.
Okay.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank if you blank. That's all I need to know about you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
You're on I-95, and you're driving 70 miles an hour on the shoulder because there's traffic, and you have handicap stickers on. That's all I need to know about you.
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, the shoulder driving in any instance, doesn't matter, 70 miles per hour is never going to be good. But even when you cross that line and go out that one time and you're like, oh, I'm just going to cut here. I got to get to the exit one time. You tell yourself that day, it's such a freeing feeling. And then you get pulled over.
Yeah.
And you get a massive ticket.
It was that accident that happened yesterday morning.
It's infuriating when people drive on the shoulder.
Oh, no, when you see it. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I did it once in my life. And I'm not that person. In traffic, I'm relatively well behaved. I said, oh, no, this is crazy. And then again, when I started, all of a sudden it was like, woo! Like, it was insane. I couldn't control myself. And then the lights went up and I got a $400 ticket.
Good.
No joke.
Good.
And everybody that drove by was clapping.
Yes.
That's right. I was wishing the person got pulled over.
I love it.
For a moment, though, I totally was reckless. I don't know what happened to me. Thank you.
All right. You want to chime in, too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. I wish that ticket was for $1,000. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in drive-through roulette, and a million of these videos pop up because it's kind of going viral. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's when somebody goes through a drive-thru and all you do is you ask to have whatever the person in front of you is getting.
Oh my gosh, it's a wild life. The things that we do nowadays for entertainment.
Well, all right, here's an example of how one went.
Welcome to Starbucks. How are you today?
Can I have exactly what the person in front of me had?
Yeah. You testing me, my short-term memory?
Yeah.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys over here for 425.
Thank you.
This barista is like, ha-ha. Yeah, good.
Because what else do you do when somebody says something corny or weird to you in a drive-thru line anyways?
Right, you're
going to deal with a few hundred of those people throughout the day. You're just like, let me survive this shift.
Yeah.
Please drive around.
So now they go to claim their mystery item, whatever that is, and here we go.
It's a grande, GR, London Fog.
Tea latte foam.
Nice.
The cool thing is, she said if we don't like it, we can bring it in there and she'll exchange it. That's against the challenge rules, so we can't do that.
When I first heard this, I thought it was pretty corny.
I'll tell you, who's the owner of that coffee shop? Because I tell you right now, I'm not letting you exchange nothing.
At Starbucks, if you don't like your drink, you go in and you exchange it.
You know, where's the owner? Has he approved that? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Mr. Starbucks.
John J. Starbucks.
You place an order, and you didn't, and you don't like that order, and you're going to come back in and exchange. No, I'm not playing your drive-thru roulette with you people.
So at first we thought this was corny. Then we decided we were all going to do it ourselves.
Yeah, why not? We got time.
So I decided to go to a KFC/Taco Bell combo. Because, yes, then you don't really know what you're getting. You can get Mexican. You can end up getting fried chicken. Who knows? It is truly drive-thru roulette.
Wow.
Here's how it went.
Hi, can I have whatever the person in front of me got?
Pardon me?
Can I have whatever the person in front of me got? I'll have the exact same order.
You have the exact same order?
Yeah, I'll take it however he took it, the exact same way.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
However he took it. It's not like you're like medium well or whatever or anything like that at KFC, right? I mean, you just, whatever he ordered, I want that.
The exact same thing.
Same order.
Right. But it could have been Taco Bell.
People are baffled by that.
I go to pick it up and, you know, her at first she was like, all righty, but then her attitude changed a little bit.
Okay.
860.
Thank you.
You know him?
No.
You just want something and you don't know what to get.
Yeah. Right?
That is a good one.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, what kind of soda is it?
Pepsi.
Nice.
The truth is that I would never order regular Pepsi. I would always order Diet Pepsi.
Right, you would.
Yeah.
So this was like a score for you.
Right.
I was thinking about it when you were talking about the coffee order. Like, I could never... The drink is a hard one for me. It's a hard one for me. The rest of the stuff, like, I'll eat almost anything. But a drink...
Wait.
It's got to be specific.
It gets more ironic. So here I am unveiling what's in my 860 box from KFC/Taco Bell.
Looks like we got Mexican here.
In my box... Yeah, cinnamon twist. I like those. Mm. There's a taco. Wow, there's so many things in here. Another taco.
Nice.
Another and a supreme burrito.
Oh.
This is a lot of food. And if that wasn't enough, this guy must have been starving. Because he bought an additional one to go with that. It's a lot of food for $8. Two burritos, two tacos, cinnamon twist.
That's a good value. Soda.
Yeah, and you want to know what I'm most annoyed about?
What's up?
Despite the fact that I had now had to eat two burritos and two tacos, that I had a regular Pepsi and not a Diet Pepsi. That was my concern.
Wait a minute. So you wanted to offset the amount of food that you got with a Diet Pepsi?
Because, of course, I had to eat it. I was like, what am I going to do, not eat this? It's a waste of food. All right, we're going to get to Raven and Christian's drive-thru roulette coming up next right here on Star. We're playing drive-thru roulette. When people go to drive-thrus and they say, I'll get whatever the person in front of me is getting. Producer Christian, where did you go?
I went to Wendy's. Hi, can I get exactly what the car in front of me got?
5 small passes?
Yeah, that's perfect.
$2.75, thank you.
Thank you. 5 chocolate frosties.
5 chocolate frosties, that's all they got?
Was it just for you?
So happy. Any problem that I have can immediately be solved with frosties.
Fair enough.
But 5 of them was pushing it a little bit.
Whoa!
I'm guessing you went on Saturday when it was nice out?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it just you in the car?
It was me and Michelle.
Do you feel obligated to drink all of the frosties at the point?
Did you want to throw up when you were done?
Yes. Yes and yes to both of those questions.
Okay. Right.
Don't you wish you had some delicious fries to dip in there?
I was very disappointed I didn't get any fries at all.
The dad that orders 5 Frosties with all the kids, I'm just envisioning them all in the SUV bouncing around in the car in front of them. And you're out for a walk or something that day because it's nice out.
Right.
The wife says, let's get a treat. So you get the Frosties. That is the cheapest way to get through a Wendy's line, right? 57 Frosties right now. $2.50 plus tax.
It
was awesome. That's it.
Yeah, it was $2.75 for 5 of them.
Buying the first round when you go out with friends. You're just trying to be preemptive because you don't want to pay for any more drinks. You do the same thing with your kids. Have a Frosty. A burger's for you.
All right, coming up next, more drive-thru roulette, this time with Raven. Raven, where'd you go?
I went to McDonald's, of course, man.
All right, it's next right here on Star. They call it drive-thru roulette. You go to a regular fast food drive-thru and you say, I'll have whatever the guy in front of me just had. Same thing. And you have no say. You pay for it. You eat it. That's what you got.
YOLO, Anna Zapp. This is how people have fun nowadays.
It was actually kind of exciting. Start at 9.9 at San on Raven. I went to KFC Wendy's. We just played it a few minutes ago. And it was all stuff I would never normally order. So it was kind of fun for me.
You had some guilty pleasures in there that you did enjoy. We did also have some audio of somebody doing it with coffee. I can't do it with drinks. With food, I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, well, look at what happened to producer Christian. He got 5 Frosties at Wendy's.
Jackpot.
Right. Seemed like a gift. You got nothing but tummy aches rolling around in the parking lot there. But I get it, too. There's that thing, like, when you pay for food, like, you don't want it to go to waste. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I just have to eat this no matter what the obligation.
All right, so, Raven, you went to McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was right yesterday.
Let's see how it went.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to have whatever the car in front of me just ordered.
Okay.
All right. See you soon.
I mean, do you normally tell people at drive-thru, I'll see you soon?
No, but here's the thing. She said it so quick that I knew that she didn't actually know what I was talking about. When I got up to the window, that was proven. She didn't know what I was asking for.
Exactly, because when this is what happened when you showed up.
I'm so excited to find out. I want exactly what she had. Whatever she's having, I want the same.
French salad crispy?
Well, that sounds upsetting, but I'm supposed to have it.
Right.
Yep.
You want the same?
That's what I'm here for. I don't know if I can resist. It's a ranch salad crispy, which actually sounds pretty good. It's all right. I think it's crispy fried chicken over salad.
$11.56
for a salad?
Yeah.
That is a sad...
That's Jake and a small fry.
She got it. Well, I like the fries. The fries sounds good. What kind of shake?
Chocolate.
Oh, my God. This is madness. I'll take it. It's drive-thru roulette.
I like that you had to explain it as if the woman at McDonald's knows what drive-thru roulette
is. I'm walking myself through it right here, all right? I'm walking myself through it because who gets a salad with a shake and a fry?
Like me, when I'm trying to be healthy, but then at the last minute I can't take it anymore.
That's all I envisioned was this woman was having a breakdown in front of me. There was one of them bouncy chairs in the back, but I didn't see any baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that she got away from her baby. She left the baby with, you know, somebody else or maybe tied to a tree. I don't know.
Hopefully not.
But she got away without her baby, and she was like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to get a shake.
This is 100% me. Anna, you give yourself a talk. You're going to be healthy. Just order the salad.
Right.
Salads are delicious. And then you go, and you do it. You're like, I'm going to have the salad. I'll get the crispy chicken just to have a little bit of guilt.
Right.
And then when they say, is there anything else? You're like, fries!
Right. It just jumps out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You feel like you've earned it at that point.
But the one thing that gets awkward is that you continue the conversation with the poor McDonald's worker that doesn't know what's going on. And this is what you say.
A small fry and a milkshake.
You want a chocolate shake, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm playing drive-thru roulette.
Again.
But who has a milkshake with a salad, right? I mean, doesn't that sound strange to you? Right? Okay. I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
Now you're making them judge people. That's right. Not their job. It's a no judgment zone in the McDonald's line.
Come on. Let's be real. All right? You're working the drive-thru. You're judging all day.
No.
All day. I might as well be working the gates of heaven. No. I can decide whether you're going to live or die right now.
All right. If you decide to play drive-thru roulette, send us the video. You can send it to me at AnnaZapp@star999.com. We want to see what you got.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Marie, do you think you can take down Raven?
I'll try.
Oh, boy. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Marie.
All right, Marie, I'm going to need a little more confidence from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Raven has walked out of the room. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, I'll give you a $100 gift card, a Little Pop. Ready?
Yes.
Number 1, Steve Harvey's talk show has been canceled and replaced with Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. What Survey Says game does he currently host?
Family Feud.
Number 2, The Masked Singer will return to Fox right after the Super Bowl on February 2nd. Who won the last Super Bowl?
New England Patriots.
Number 3, ABC has picked up a new version of Kids Say the Darndest Things. Who hosted the original special that aired in 1995?
I don't know.
Number 4, Bryn Cartelli will headline at the Big E. What reality talent competition did she win?
I can't remember it.
Oh, it's okay. Number 5, Paris Hilton slams her frenemy, Lindsay Lohan, and calls her lame and embarrassing. In the 2003 movie Freaky Friday, who co-stars with Lindsay Lohan as her mother? Who? I'm sorry?
Simile Collette.
Say that again?
Simile Collette. I think her name is.
All right. Let's bring Raven back in. That's a good try in the last one. Close.
How's it going? How'd you do?
I'm going to give Marie 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 is not too good, Marie. Steve. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, Steve Harvey's talk show has been canceled and replaced with Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. What Survey Says game show does he currently host?
Family Feud. Me and the dogs. I serve the dogs dinner to it every day.
I love watching that. I watch it with my daughter Hayden. There's some adult questions in there sometimes.
Oh, I mean, Family Feud has always been good for that, but it's huge at this point. The blue is totally there. Baxter will not eat his food unless it's on the couch and the volume's on 6 with Steve Harvey.
It's weird. Number two, The Masked Singer will return to Fox right after the Super Bowl on February 2nd. Who won last Super Bowl?
The Patriots. And The Masked Singer was T-Pain.
Okay. You, Marie, you're still leading. No, you guys are tied. Tied at 2. Number three, ABC has picked up a new version of Kids Say the Darndest Things. Who hosted the original special that aired in 1995?
Oh, 1995. Kids Say the Darndest Things. I'm just going to guess Tom Bergeron.
No. Tom Bergeron?
Mm-hmm.
No. The correct answer is Bill Cosby. That's okay. Bill Cosby's thing. Okay,
yeah,
you guys
great.
Are still
Stay
tied
in prison.
At 2. Number 4, Bryn Cartelli will headline at the Big E. What reality talent competition did she win?
Bryn Cartelli. I'm just going to guess. American Idol?
No, the answer is The Voice.
I was going to say The Voice originally, but I know the Idol just went to their final 3, right?
You guys
right,
are, so, yeah, you guys are. She
that
won
was
season,
tricky.
Well, it's not. She won The Voice season 14.
Okay, whatever. The Voice is down to its final 4. The Idol's down to its 3. I'm not watching either.
Number 5. You guys are still tied at 2. Paris Hilton slams frenemy Lindsay Lohan as lame and embarrassing. In the 2003 movie Freaky Friday, who co-stars with Lindsay Lohan as her mother?
Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm a big Jamie Lee Curtis fan.
Raven, you have won today, 3-2. But Marie, it was close. Good job.
This is Marie from Bridgeport, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying.
Better
Appreciate
luck
it.
Next time.
Oh, I think somebody out there in the car right now is screaming at the radio because I think you were beat this morning. All right, make sure you're listening at 5:30 today. The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. A recent survey asked 2,000 parents for alternate words and phrases they use so they don't curse in front of their kids.
That's good because I hate cursing in front of children.
I think it's
deplorable.
Yeah, I think, I'm not going to say that I am innocent of it. I've done it in heat of the moment. I'm not proud of it.
Well, there's different levels of swears and stuff like that, right? But, I mean, you ought to at least carry some guilt. Don't do it regularly and certainly never swear at children.
Right, exactly. Yeah, 100%. Yes. All right, so start at 9.9 in Santa and Raven. The top 10 most popular answers. I'm going to give you just a few of them. What the frog was number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one.
Sugar instead of any bad S words.
Okay. Right.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Shiitake mushrooms. I like again. You're
Who
going
says
for
shiitake
the,
mushrooms?
No, but you're going for the, it's the way that the word hits. It hits like abrasive, aggressive. You know what I mean? Like it's got a in it. You know what I mean?
All it makes me want is like a pasta with some kind of cream sauce and some shiitake mushrooms.
All right. I was going a different way with it, but okay.
How about fire truck?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I never heard that one.
I didn't get that one either.
Yeah.
Much,
I got that one a lot.
Yeah.
How about criminy? Criminy?
Criminy.
Criminy?
Like, mushrooms?
I was thinking about like Yosemite Sam. Like everything he would say was like, criminy.
But criminy, is it a type
like
of mushroom?
One. It's
is
an old
what
people
we're
word.
Do now instead of swear, we're just going to use mushrooms? Portobello.
All right. Fop doodle.
What other kind of mushrooms are there? The generic ones that cost $2.99 at Stop and Shop.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
1-800-330.
I'll take my criminy and go over here. I'm sorry I contributed at all. All right.
1-800-330-9999. What alternate words do you use not to swear in front of your kids? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Sugar honey iced tea.
Sugar honey iced tea. Yes, a classic, but still good. Sugar honey iced tea does the job well.
Yeah.
Remember the first time you figured out what that meant when you were young? You were like, oh, that's great.
Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Do you know I never really realized it?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I just thought it was like, you know, instead of saying, you know what, you say sugar, but then you just keep going because, I don't know, you're creative. But that's not.
No, it's not.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Thank you. You just figured out an acronym.
Gosh.
Thank you. 37 years old. Anna and Raven, what is your replacement swear word?
Hi, Anna. Well, since I'm a teacher,
and I can't really swear very much in school yeah. and not get fired, yeah. I say, shut the front door.
Shut the front door. I love that. Raven. Leslie Mann delivered that in This Is 40. And I've loved that phrase ever since. Well done, ma'am. Well done. By the way, my name's Raven. I'm here every day.
You say that a lot, shut the front door.
Oh,
you
yeah.
say that a lot, right?
It feels
here.
Good. It yeah. just comes out strong.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. What words do you use instead of swear words?
I use the word Mojo Jojo from the Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. I can replace them a couple of words.
That's a good
what
one.
What is a Mojo Jojo?
Oh, I can tell you what it is right now.
Mojo Rojo?
Don't tell us what it is, because then we'll all be in trouble.
No, but how do you say it? Mojo Flojo?
No, I just say like Mojo Jojo, you know.
Right. Mojo Jojo.
Right, because that was just gonna, it was going to rip out. The other one was going to rip right out her mouth.
I still don't understand what it's supposed to be for.
Are you serious? Don't. We can't spell it out. We're going to get in trouble.
I know like what you mean, ma'am. Things, like, mom, blah, blah.
I know exactly what you mean, ma'am. Thank you for the call.
All right, you want to chime in too? Call us at 1-800-330-9999. What words do you use instead of swears? You know, you can't swear in front of the kids. It's not a good look. It certainly is not.
Definitely never, ever, ever swear at children either.
No.
Like, they're deplorable. I can't stand that.
Right. But parents, you know what we are, Raven? Creative. And that's why we're able to come up with alternate phrases or words that we can use so we don't swear in front of the kids.
There's certainly been some interesting ones so far.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What do you use instead of curse words?
My replacement swear word is flippin'.
Flippin'.
Like, what are you flippin' talking about?
What are you flippin' talking about?
Yeah.
What the flip is this? You can be used in different ways.
Yeah.
That Absolutely. Just sounds like total flippery.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it like that. Thank yeah. you for the call.
On the list of top 100 curse words not to use,
yeah.
schnookerdookies, fudge nuggets, cheese and rice. God bless America. What?
Cheese and rice.
Right.
And
six rice. And two is eight. Who starts doing math when they're mad? 1-800-330-9999. What alternate words do you use not to swear in front of the kids? Son of a nutcracker. See what I did there?
I knew.
I didn't use actual swear words, but I implied it by saying son of a nutcracker.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to somebody that was picking up on what you were putting down there. I get it.
For Pete's sake. Who is Pete?
I don't
and
know.
What kind of sake are we trying to save?
Right. You know what? That's a good question, as a matter of fact. We can Google search on that. Producer Christian, get on that right away. Figure out why they say for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
You got it.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're trying to figure out what words do you use or phrases that you use so you don't actually curse in front of your kids.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to really do that.
Cursing
it's not
in front
look.
Of kids is never cool.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Fraggle Rock.
I do like that one because
yeah.
I grew up on Fraggle Rock, and
yeah.
they did a lot of stuff on Fraggle Rock. There was a lot of double entendre, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. William Shatner.
Also good.
Yep.
Also good.
Yeah, I know. I'm really good at this game.
No, you're reading the internet.
I am. Yeah. All right, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. What words or phrases do you use to avoid actually swearing in front of your children? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Frigabows. Frigabows is nice because frig by itself out there, it's like it's so widely used.
It's also offensive. I don't like frig.
You know what you're going for.
It's kind of like a fig, and I don't like figs either, or Fig Newtons. Those are disgusting, disgusting cookies.
Figs are healthy and delicious, and Fig Newtons are very tasty. They are the tastiest of the dry cookies.
They're fake cookies.
You know,
they don't even deserve to be called cookies.
All right. You know what? I can't deal with you.
Frigabows.
Frigabows. I like the way you did it. Thank you, ma'am. And I like Fig Newtons.
Yeah.
Ann Raven, replacement swear word.
I just tell them to fill in the blank after I say a line or just say it in Italian.
Oh, yeah. I've learned that you cannot say things in Italian because people understand what you're saying.
In your neighborhood, right. Certainly.
Yeah.
It's been going on too long, but you're right. Foreign language usually is a good place to hide behind.
Ann Raven, what words do you use?
I always say sushi.
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 Right.
Yep. Sushi sounds messy.
It doesn't really bring me anger. It brings me joy.
It sounds to me like you're done with them. Sushi means I wash my hands of you.
Dragon roll. No.
Thank you for the call.
Wasabi.
All right. Ann Raven, what is your replacement swear word?
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
That, I mean, you've taken something beautiful and made it so sad.
But that's the thing is Mother Nature is so powerful and can be a destructive force. I'm watching a lot of Hostile Planet, excuse me.
Right.
Wow. Mother Nature.
Better.
Delivered like that?
Right.
Ooh. And Raven, what is your replacement swear word?
Mother, father.
Mother, father?
Mother, yeah. father.
You leave me. It goes, mother, father.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, when you said it like that, I almost hit the dump button.
Mother, father, aunt, uncle, cousin.
All right, this is enough.
Stepfather.
Oh my God! Stop repeating it.
Third aunt, twice removed. Oh, second cousin.
Right, don't make me pull this mother father car over.
Right.
I'm gonna whip your mother. Oh, I gotta go. Thank you for the call.
We're gonna get in trouble. Anna and Raven, what's an alternate swear word that you use?
Anna, I am beautiful, intelligent, talented, charming, and hot to death.
Oh, I got you now.
And I am a female up in this place.
Right.
Yeah, you go.
Right. Are you still trying to spell it in your head? Because I can write it down and show it to you.
No, I got it. I spelled it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Right.
Thank you for the call, dear.
What is, for Pete's sake, Christian, did you figure it out?
Yes, I did. It involves St. Peter.
I thought it had to be something way back.
Oh, then it's just that you can't do it if it's a saint.
Right. Right. So you don't want to hear the rationale now at this point?
No, you can't say it.
Because anything that'll keep you out of heaven.
Right, listen. We're messing with my chances to get into heaven. Right. I am not in there. All right, if you want to chime in too, head to our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Jen and Mark are joining us together this morning. Jen, let's start with you. What's going on?
Mark just got a new job about 6 months ago, and he has been going to the gym on his lunch break, a 15-minute drive away from the office, spends about an hour there. So he's taking like 90 minutes total on his lunch break at a new job to go to the gym. You know, I appreciate his dedication to his fitness, but we can't afford for him to lose this job. And I'm just afraid that if someone finds out he's taking an extra half an hour every day at lunch, that he's going to get in trouble or maybe even fired.
So, Mark, you don't stay late. You don't make up this time elsewhere. Is that true?
No, I mean, I just, you know, I stay my normal hours and I leave. I don't really make up the time, no. But I don't see a problem with going to the gym during my lunch break.
Well, I mean, neither do I. It's downstairs in the basement. I mean, if you're going to make it in the allotted time, then I don't think anybody has a problem with you going to the gym. The question is, I mean, if you're taking an extra half hour most days.
Yeah, but nobody's clocking me in or out. So, I do my job. I do it well. And if I'm doing my job and doing it well, what's the issue? And what I do on my lunch break is my business.
I get it, Mark. This is the question that I need answered. If your boss knew you were doing this,
right,
would it be a problem? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, I mean, your hesitation tells us all we need to know.
Right.
Again, I can't say for sure, because if I'm doing a good job, clearly it has not been a problem, because I'm doing my job well. So if he's not noticing, that's a good thing, right?
Here's what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with your wife, Jen, that you need this job, and she feels like you're putting it in jeopardy, and even though it's not really her business to say so, she wants you to stop. But they may see your side, too. It is your job. You know when you can roll those dice, and if you feel comfortable doing this, then she needs to back off. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, let's hear it. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be on my side, but...
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Mark has been at his new job for about 6 months, and every day he goes and he works out during his lunch hour, which really becomes about a 90-minute thing, if not a little bit more. His wife, Jen, says you got to quit it before your bosses pick up on it and you get fired. He's like, listen, it's my job. I'm getting the work done. Let me run my life.
When you're the new guy, 6 months in, man, I mean, just... get into the flow of things before you start doing that stuff. My opinion.
Hey, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Is this any of the wife's business? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the wife's side. Come on. Everybody knows that you're not supposed to make things from your boss. He's about to be self-employed. He can make his own hours.
Thank you. You know, I agree with that. Like, what he's doing is wrong, but is it really her business to be all up in his business like that? Like, if he feels comfortable doing it, is it her position to say that?
Well, is it a pattern? Is this something that he's done? Is this why he was out of work? Because he doesn't kind of take that professional mode of things. With that, I would say that it gives me some pause. But you're right. I mean, if he's an adult and he handles his stuff and he brings his attributes in their relationship to the table, then is it her business?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Mark's been at his new job for about 6 months, and every day he goes and works out for about 90 minutes on his 1 hour lunch hour. His wife, Jen's got a real problem with this. Says he's going to get in trouble, going to lose his job. Why start this so early? He says, mind your business. I can do what I want. It's my job.
Yeah, I think if there's a pattern of behavior with him, she's just trying to cut it off at the pass. But if he's paying half his bills and he's maintained a job before this, then it really is his business in a lot of ways. That being said, if you're taking an extra long lunch, I think you should be making up that time somewhere else. And he's not.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I am on the west side. I mean, I do my job too. So, you know, why don't I get an extra half hour, you know? So somebody eventually is going to say something to him. You know, he's not even going above and beyond. He's just saying he's basically doing his job. Okay, well, then, you know, we should all get an extra half hour. And if not, you're putting, like she said, she's putting him in jeopardy.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side because I had a coworker who used to leave all the time and go for hours on end to the gym on his lunch break, and it just gives a bad vibe to the whole office, and it sets a really bad precedent, and it makes your boss look bad if he doesn't reprimand you for it.
It's true that it can make you a target amongst your coworkers. I can definitely see that happening.
I would certainly never tell anybody I was doing that. Right? They'd be like, where does Anna go every day? I'd be like, I don't know, but she's so fit.
She comes back sweaty.
Yep. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. So your husband is stealing time and money from his company. He's technically a thief, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah. Hall monitor. Right. Thank you for the call.
She makes a good point.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jen, our audience agreed with you. Mark, don't jeopardize your job so you can go to the gym. That doesn't make any sense.
A job you've been at for 6 months, nobody trusts you there enough or is aligned with you enough to tell you, hey, listen, you're going to get yourself in trouble. You know when you're going to find out? When you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, so you're saying if I was there for maybe a year, you think I could get away with it?
I would say if you had been there a couple years or so, you'd probably know whether or not this is acceptable behavior. If you see other people doing it and their performance is in line with yours, then at that point you could probably make that gut call. But 6 months in, I mean, does anybody know anybody they're working with 6 months in, really?
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's a risky move, and maybe I need to make a few adjustments and plan out my schedule accordingly.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're happy to hear that, Jen, right?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to work out, I support that fully, and maybe we can go work out together after work.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. My daughter Hayden informed me yesterday that there's only 18 days left of school for her. Not that she's counting down the moments,
but she is. What an awesome feeling, man.
Yep.
To be that
Remember
age.
That?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd be peeling right up until high school, too. I'd be peeling out of the parking lot. Hence the Coolio music.
Right. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven.
That's what my high school was like.
We are excited because for the first time ever, and we hope to do it every year, we bring to you Anna and Raven's Teacher of the Year.
Woo!
So as you're getting ready to head off into summer and finish the school year, we know that a lot of awesome teachers inspired you throughout the year, and we've teamed up with our friends over at Palmer's Market in Darien, and we want you to nominate your favorite teacher. All the info is at star999.com, Raven. Mm-hmm. You just have to tell us why they're inspirational, why they're helpful, why they changed you. What did they do that made them so special?
Did they take your entire class from the inner city, teach them to pass a test really, really well, and start wearing a leather jacket to class so people would respect you, like Michelle Pfeiffer?
Well,
it's possible that they did that.
Or they
could just be a very exceptional teacher.
Taught you math, right? I don't know. Either one. Right. Yep. You can make a video with you and your friends telling why that teacher is awesome, or you can write us an essay, whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. But you have until the end of the month to get your nomination in. We're going to pick 3 finalists. We're going to send our videographers to your school.
Right.
We're going to create videos about your teacher. And then one teacher is going to win by the end of the school year, and they're going to win a catered party by Palmer's Market.
Listen, get it to us however you can, social media and so forth. But obviously, the more prominent that you make it, you send us a video or whatever, we're going to take quicker notice. We're going to see it faster.
Right. So again, all this info is at star999.com. Go check it out and nominate your teacher of the year.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.